There's a thousand further women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to the Katz Report on the radio. This is John Katzalamidis. I write the Katz Report in the Las Vegas Sun and Las Vegas Weekly on lasvegassun.com, lasvegasweekly.com. I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group, including The Sunday, the news magazine that comes out on the Sunday, except on the occasions you find it on the Saturday and once in a while on the Monday. Joining us this week in the studio is a star waiting to happen in Las Vegas, folks. She's the host and therapist of the show Never Sleep Alone, which is an interactive production that pairs up audience members picked right from their seats inside the Spiegelworld tent. A Spiegel tent at Caesar's Palace is where the show is going to be. It is scheduled to be performed at 8 p.m. on February 8th, February 9th, and again at 12:30 a.m. February 13th, or very early on Valentine's Day, for those of you who need to figure that clock out. The show is a Spiegelworld production, same as Absinthe, and here to talk about the show in character is Rosalind Hart, who portrays Dr. Alex Schiller, a character she has created. We need to let you know that this character holds no degrees in medicine or psychology, but her advice is based entirely on personal opinions and experiences, and usually dead on. So, Dr. Schiller, welcome to the show, first of all. It's great to meet you. Welcome to Las Vegas. And first, tell me about just how the show is staged. We bring in an audience, and they're seated in different sections.
Mm-hmm.
What happens?
Well, yeah. So you sit in a different section according to what you're looking for. If you are single and looking to mingle, then you want to get a singles ticket, which are those front seats, best seats in the house. Now, you get cheaper tickets, and if you participate and come on stage, you get free champagne, but you have to agree to do exactly what I tell you to do.
So cheaper tickets are the singles tickets?
Cheaper.
And you ply with champagne.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, do you have to drink the champagne? I'm a non-drinker, but I'm a single.
You don't have to drink it. Give it to somebody sexy.
Okay.
See
that?
That's
usually how it works.
Exactly. And if you're in a monogamous relationship or you're more timid, you should take a voyeur seat and sit in the back.
Okay.
But throughout the show, everybody is participating in one way or another. Even if you're not, you know, there to go on a blind date on stage or to make out with a stranger, you're singing along, you're chanting the mantras, you're holding hands with your fellow audience members. It's been described like a mega church of sex.
Okay. All right. Well, in Las Vegas, in other words, it's just a mega church.
It is a lot like church, except, you know, you're encouraged to drink and fornication is almost mandatory.
In New York, where you've performed this show, is the audience usually distributed equally between the singles and the voyeurs, or how does it break
down? In New York, it's gotten to be 50-50 now.
Okay.
Yeah. In the beginning, you know, I was afraid that there wouldn't be so many people who wanted to participate, so it was more one-thirds, two-thirds, and now more people do want to participate, so it's like 50-50, and oftentimes the single section sells out so quickly now, singles get stuck in the voyeurs section, and whenever an on-stage demo is about to happen, they all run to the front.
Have
they want to be
pulled
on stage.
Have you ever had singles and voyeurs switch seats?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And repeat audiences? Do you have
come in? Most people, you know, that come, most single people that come and sit in the voyeur section the first time, they're like, oh, that was a big mistake. And then they come back and take a single seat.
Right. Now you come out and how do you begin the process of...
We begin by singing, you know, just like you do in church. We use pop songs like hymns. I love pop music. I love the ability that it has to bring people together. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that happens is everyone in that audience sings a song together and we project the lyrics on a big screen, and you know that's one of the rules: sing or get the hell out.
And you decide the music.
Mm-hmm.
And is it the same rollout of songs, or do you?
We change it up sometimes. You know, like just like in church, you've got your go-to hymns,
is there
and then you
Adele
you change. There's actually no Adele planned for Caesars yet, but maybe I'll switch it up.
Well, the Lady Antebellum song about where they're drunk and they need to find them.
Oh, that's a little. It's a quarter after I'm a little. That's a little slow for
I
an
need
essay.
A booty call. I forget the lyrics.
Ours are more, you know. know, the kind of songs that people have to drink a hell of a lot at a bar, and then at 2 a.m. they get around to singing it all together spontaneously in the bar. It's those kind of guilty pleasures, scream at the top of your lungs, pop and rock songs. So, you know, instead of getting so drunk, start your night with a spontaneous sing-along and a random make-out.
Is this show really hooking people up, do you
yes,
think?
Yes, it is, sir. Yeah, for sure. I know it is, you know? 100%. Yeah, I've got a hookup hotline where people can call and report their NSA hookups if they want to. I've got people that have gotten married as a result of the show.
Really?
And I tell you, you know, so every show ends with an after party. And, you know, you'll see when you come out, half the audience leaves that after party together with somebody new on their arm.
Wow, I love it. We're going to take a quick break here, Doctor, to allow our movie critic, Josh Bell, to take on this week's releases. And then we'll be rejoined by Dr. Alex Schiller of Never Sleep Alone. So stick around. I know we will.
Listen to me, Buster. Nick Skank in the studio have been good to you and to everyone else who works here. If I ever hear you bad-mouthing Mr. Skank again, it'll be the last thing you say before I have you tossed in jail for colluding in your own abduction.
Eddie, I would never do that.
Shut up. You're going to go out there and you're going to finish Hail Caesar. You're going to give that speech at the feet of the penitent thief and you're going to believe every word you say.
That's Josh Brolin as studio fixer Eddie Mannix and George Clooney as movie star Baird Whitlock in the Coen Brothers comedy Hail Caesar. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. This Shaggy Dog mystery set in 1950s Hollywood does a great job at crafting vintage movie pastiches, but it stumbles when it comes to comedy and building a cohesive narrative. Brolin's Eddie spends an eventful day solving various problems, including the kidnapping of Clooney's dim-witted leading man, in a string of amusing but jumbled set pieces. Hail Caesar is fitfully entertaining, but it never quite comes together. It's the typically brilliant Coen's weakest movie in a long time. I give Hail Caesar 2.5 stars out of 5. Also opening this week in limited release at the Century Suncoast is 45 Years, starring Charlotte Rampling and Tom Courtney as a married couple whose relationship is rocked by unexpected news on the eve of their 45th anniversary. Rampling's Oscar-nominated performance anchors a movie that is sometimes a little too understated for its own good. 45 Years is a small-scale story about how the little moments in a relationship add up to something significant, whether that relationship is just beginning or has endured for many years. In the end, the main characters may not realize how much these revelations have changed their relationship, but Rampling's performance makes it clear that things between the two will never be the same. I give 45 Years 3.5 stars out of 5. That's a look at what's new in theaters this week. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
Welcome back. John Katzlamitas with the Katz Report on the radio. Joining me for this second half of the show is Dr. Alex Schiller, who is hosting Never Sleep Alone, a stage show that's going to be at the Spiegel Tent, where Absinthe is held, next week, and also on late night on Valentine's Day morning. So, Doctor, we're talking about how people can hook up through the process of being in this show. Is that a goal of yours? Artistically to make that happen?
I mean,
charge of yours?
The way I look at it, you know, people go out at night wanting one of two things. They want to be entertained or mm-hmm. they want to hook up. So I wanted to create a place where people could do both. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to create a place where people could stop wasting the best years of their life being awkward and inhibited and scared mm-hmm. and instantly transform because they have no
those
choice.
Those are my character
because
traits
I'm
that you just
them.
Listed. That's my baseline. That is my game. All those things you know, you mentioned.
Oh, so I'm come very... to the show, we'll transform. Yeah.
What do you think of the ways that people are hooking up through especially through the social media mechanisms. I know you've got a point of view about this. It's changed the way we communicate.
I think so. And I think the problem is, you know, everyone's chasing that Disney fantasy while living in a Tinder reality.
You're right.
And the Disney fantasy is unrealistic. The Tinder reality is gross. And it's leaving people dissatisfied. So people really need to strike a balance. They need to create a new fairy tale. You need to understand that in this day and age, you know, you can fall in love many times. And that's okay. And love can exist in a night. And it doesn't have to be this disgusting hookup culture. We can create a new kind of culture where we say, you know what? We're young, we're fun, we're living in a big city, we're here to, you know, hone our, like in Vegas specifically, a lot of young people come here and people were complaining about the transient nature of the culture. I think we should look at that as a blessing. You are here because you want to hone your craft, you're starting your career, cost of living's low, there's a lot of single people coming in and out. Use this time not to find the one, but to become the one everyone wants.
Right. When you said that about Disneyland, I think it would be fun to use Tinder at Disneyland.
Oh, I have.
And to see what happens. Have you done this?
Oh, yeah.
What happens?
Well, let's just say I had some fun on the Matterhorn.
A little Winnie the Pooh action. Is that fun on the Matterhorn? Not a euphemism. I feel like Las Vegas has a specific reputation and image that we have helped enforce in this city as a place where you go to hook up. As a specific destination hookup, maybe even more so than any metropolitan areas. Is that, do you see that as someone outside coming in?
I mean, I was on a Vegas Tinder last night, and it's funny to me.
You looked familiar.
It seems like any fellow that's good looking is a club promoter, and he's just on there to promote. Anybody who works out thinks he's an MMA fighter, and the rest of them are looking for prostitutes. No, it's not that bad, actually. I actually met a very nice fellow who hooked me up with some of his friends. He was like, I can't meet up, but meet my friends. They're DJing at this place.
This was actually on Tinder?
Mm-hmm.
You got that? Okay.
Yeah.
Where'd you wind up?
Oh, God. The Tilted Kilt.
Okay.
It was fun.
In the link?
In the link, okay. Yeah. Right outside. Because I said I had to be up early for appearances today. And he was like, my friend's DJing right by your hotel. Why don't you go there? And I said, sure. What the hell? And everybody was really nice. But, you know, I was with a group of single people and they were complaining about the same thing. But I think it's the same in any big city, you know. You get what you put out there. And so if you're at a bar and you're sitting there on your phone the whole time, no one's going to talk to you. You're not going to meet anyone. If you're sitting there swiping false options to the left, rather than putting down the phone and trying to engage with the person that's right next to you and see if there's any actual chemistry there.
Isn't that a kind of a dangerous place to be connecting with people just because you can say so many different things? You can be anybody in these formats, right?
You can be anybody in real life, too.
But it's harder for me to be, you know, to fake my way through a conversation with somebody.
It's not faking. Hold on. It's not denying who you really are. It's becoming the you you've never been. And that's the you people actually want to sleep with.
Misrepresent yourself.
No, become the person you've always wanted to be.
But it's easier to do. It's easier to run an exaggerated version of yourself in a written format in a social media context than it is for me to tell you to your face because it's a three-dimensional.
I suppose so. And in that way, it's a waste of time. But you know what? I think the biggest problem with Tinder is a lot of people waste time on there just for the affirmation, just to collect the matches, the way that they would collect the likes on Facebook, and they have no intentions of meeting.
Right.
And so, you know, if you are someone who does want to meet someone, you're getting your time wasted. It's much better to turn off that phone and go to Carson Kitchen or go to Double Helix or go to one of those places that has communal tables. Go there with a book or a sketch pad. Do something to improve your own life and see if other people don't want to enter your orbit. I guarantee you they will.
Right. If you're coming out of a relationship or you're just happen to be a single person who is looking for that, who's looking for some kind of companionship, some potential romantic companionship. What is your advice? Where would you start in that process?
You got to make people want to become a part of your world. Mm-hmm. You need to live the sort of fearless, independent, relaxed, and erotic lifestyle that everyone wants. So I highly recommend working on yourself first, and I highly recommend exercising every day. Even if you do have a perfect body, when you exercise, you just become more attractive. Your pheromones fly. You become more relaxed. All the anxieties that you've had before just sort of melt away. And then, so my book, I have 9 different challenges that you have to do.
This is the guide that's out now.
Yeah, Never Sleep Alone. And the show is basically going over principles from the book and instantly putting them into action.
So what are some of the principles that you
So the number one principle is no strings attached. And basically that means that you've got to have new experiences with no expectations. You've got to get rid of your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Because expectations make you weak, expectations make you angry, expectations make you fat. And you can't be fat if you want to never sleep alone.
Right.
It's just not an option.
Right. And this is something you've
taken. I used to be fat, you know.
Did you?
Oh, I was quite like overweight. How? I show a before in the show. You'll see it.
Oh, really?
And I used to do the same thing. You know, I'm from Killeen, Texas. Mm-hmm. And I used to do the same thing every night, sitting at the Applebee's outside of Fort Hood, expecting to find the one, expecting to find love. Trying nothing different and getting nowhere. So you really have to start having new experiences. That's another piece of advice. If you're newly single, you need to do three things you have never done before every day. Now, these new things can be as simple as going to a new grocery store, going to a restaurant, or as complicated as quitting your job and, you know, engaging in an interracial threesome at a rodeo.
Mm-hmm. At a rodeo.
I've done it. It's fabulous. Rodeo. In France, actually. Did you know there were rodeos in France?
I think that's an event in a rodeo in France, is it not?
I was at a rodeo in France. Very nice petite Russian woman, very nice tall black man. Good time.
And it was at a rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Have you been married yourself?
I'm married now.
You're married now.
Yes, we have a very loving, very open relationship.
What is your husband? Yeah, what does your husband think about this?
Oh, he's fine. He's a little bit younger than me. And you know,
how does he feel about you being on Tinder in Las Vegas?
Oh, he's fine.
He's okay with this.
Yeah, he's fine. Wallace is a good guy. He does well on Tinder himself. You know, he's a little younger than me. He's got sort of a fratty thing. Honestly, when I met him, I was shocked that, you know, that we ended up together. But C equals FML. Chemistry equals fate minus logic.
There is a mathematical equation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's we just wanted, you know... We were monogamous for a little bit, and we go through monogamous phases, and we're great partners, but, you know, there's a lot of people to love out there, but we wanted, you know, the wedding, we wanted the party, we wanted all the power and privileges that come mm-hmm. from being Dr. and Mr. Alex Schiller.
And the toaster ovens,
those gifts.
So we got married. Right? What does he do? What's his?
He's in finance.
He's in finance. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about him.
Okay. At the end of the day, we're all kind of in finance, aren't we? There was money involved. There's been talk about
it. He does well. He does
well. Nice. You can't see it on the radio, but I will say two words. Nice. Ice. On the left.
LTR. Love the ring.
Of the good doctor. There's been talk about this show sticking around Las Vegas and becoming an open-ended residency somewhere.
Maybe so. Well, we're going on tour first, but then maybe we'll end up back here.
Where are you going?
We're going to Edinburgh. We're going to go to the UK. We're still ironing out the dates.
The Spiegel World kind of has those links already, right? How did you even hook up with Spiegel World?
They found me.
On Tinder?
They found me. No, at Joe's Pub at the Public Theater where my show was. Uh-huh. They saw it and they said, we think this is a very Spiegel World type show. And I'd seen their shows and I said, I think this is a match made in heaven. And, you know, Absinthe is absolutely amazing. And I'm so honored that I'm going to be in their tent. And it's such a good place for my show to be too, because it has that tent revival feeling. It's like a traveling sexual salvation show. So
yeah,
it's just absolutely perfect. And you know, we want to do that in tents around the world. And we're gonna get the world laid.
The venue lends itself to adult tenor, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. Maybe it's because you're looking across at other people. You're face to face with so many other people.
It's amazing. And I love it. It's such an intimate yet spectacular venue. And that's what my show is. It's intimate yet spectacular.
Right.
We're creating a community, but it's a community based on anonymity.
And it's a community that is, it seems, based on anonymity, but inside that forum, you're not anonymous to each other. Right,
but exactly. You know, most of you have never met before. And I encourage people to come alone without their friends so that they can try on different sociosexual personas. I really believe that your best friends are your worst sexual enemies. Because whenever you go out with your friends, you kind of fall into that same sociosexual role you've always played within that friend group. And you can't say yes to every new experience. You've got to consider their desires, their opinions. You know, if they don't want to go to the party in Henderson with the hot Spaniards, then you can't go either. Better to roll solo.
Is Never Sleep Alone the type of show that can be franchised out or can be have offshoots? You could have a sitting show in a place like Las Vegas and a touring version of it out there.
Christianity. Whatever it takes to spread the message, I'll send missionaries out for sure.
Yeah, and there would be another
Messiah. We have the gospel, you know. We've got the book.
The book.
We've got the book. So as long as they're preaching the good word of NSA, the message is the powerful thing. So yeah, you know, I think that's, we're going to rule the world.
The book is the thing. What's the most unusual thing that's happened? Or give me an example of something unusual that's happened to you during the stage show in New York.
Oh, man. The best thing that I ever saw happen was... golly, I don't want to give a spoiler for the show, but let's just say there was a demonstration, a rather intimate demonstration, and, you know, I pull people up randomly, and I pulled up a young 22-year-old frat boy and an older, you know, in her 50s, kind of overweight black woman, and they hit it off. It was the sexiest onstage date and demo that I have ever seen, and they are still lovers to this day. You know, they're in very different places in their lives, but
no,
they
kidding.
Still hook up. They still come to shows together. They've
wow.
been to my parties. They've been to my new drawing class, and they're like all over each other all the time. It just goes to show chemistry equals fate minus logic.
Are you talking about the parties after the show or parties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After parties. And then I have NSA that. Events. We have like singles dinner parties and singles new drawing classes and things like that. I like to give people chances to interact outside of the show as
so
well.
So you brought this young man and this woman up on stage, and it was your first directive to say to get them into a place where they would be comfortable on acting out with each other?
They had to demonstrate something. That's all I'm going to say, because if I give it
so
away,
you sit him down
give
and
it
say,
away.
Hey,
I say, you
demonstrate
know,
something.
All good lovers need to know how to do this, and you're going to demonstrate that on each other. Mm-hmm. And they just immediately
finding
went
that this
for
is
it.
Very
and
important.
I think, you know, they were trying to put on a good show at first, but then, you know, at the after party, I just saw they were constantly together and constantly making out. And then they wrote to me the next day, and they just, you know, became part of that NSA community, and they come to all the events together and... You know,
so after the show, this is going to hang. Everything's going to hang out in the tent.
No, right? We're going to Vista Bar.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. then maybe a little after at Omnia too. But I always like to take the show to a new place. That way, you're interacting with strangers that were not at the show, and you have the inside advantage. And you can practice all the NSA lessons you've just learned on unsuspecting strangers.
So they're the
it works out really well.
Unsuspecting strangers, they are really unaware that you've gone through this process, right?
Exactly. And, you know, everyone is given a mask to use during my show. And I encourage people to wear them around their neck as we go to the after party, because it's a great conversation starter with someone who wasn't at the show. Hey, what is that? Why is that around your neck? Oh, I was just at a show. I was just at a seminar on how to get laid tonight.
Uh-huh. And then the mask goes up.
Yeah.
The mask is worn during the show?
It's worn during part of the show.
During part. Oh, there's a segment where you have to wear the mask.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the mask look like? Like the white?
It's pretty. There's different. There's different colored masks. Mm-hmm. Different colors of masks for different colors of people. Different kinds of people, rather. When I said different colors of people, I meant, you know, different
varieties.
Sociosexual colors. We're all a different color. Some of us are red. Some of us are a purple.
Yeah.
You look like a green to me.
Really?
We'll see. We'll see what color mask you end up with at the show.
What does green represent?
Can't tell you that.
I have to go to the show, right?
You do.
I'll look up the green. I know what it means in M&Ms.
Hey, man. NSA also stands for no spoiler alerts.
Well, doctor, it's been a joy having you here in the studio, and it's going to be great having you in Las Vegas for how long you're going to stay. I hope the show is a hit.
I hope that every single person, everybody who's single and seeking in Las Vegas comes out to check out the show. I promise I will hook you up. It's what I do.
It is called Never Sleep Alone. That's Dr. Alex Schiller. The show times are 8 p.m. February 8th and 9th, 12:30 a.m. on February 13th or early February 14th on Valentine's Day. We'll do a postmortem on this, doctor, and see how you did in Vegas, but I have a feeling you're going to do great.
Thank you, sir. And check out the website, neversleepalone.com, for free advice on sex and dating, links to the book, and other NSA events.
Perfect. Thanks much.